Two up, two down here in the bottom of the fifth for Maddox Thornton.
And as I say that, Owen McElfatrick, a fantastic play at second base. He's such a cerebral second baseman, always calculating, trying to figure out the best way to make the play. He judged it well on the two hop. He waited back just a hair, then charged forward and made a great play.
Five runs on four hits, no errors for the Raptors. A run on two hits and four errors for Battle Creek. First pitch swinging again. Jacob Brown lines this into right field. Coming in on it is Landon Gaz to make the catch and retire the side. We keep saying it all night long. Maddox Thornton has been the most efficient Raptor pitcher, at least in an outing that we've seen so far this season. Five innings of one-run ball for the Texas A&M Corpus Christi product. We are through five innings here at MCCU Field. The Raptors lead it, and we'll return for the top of the sixth momentarily. 9-1-2, due up Kyler McIntosh, Mason Onati, and Jorge Degatti right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top six here from MCCU Field. It's all Rats on WFHR. The Raftors 5, the Battle Jacks 1, and Yakum Cullen-Kapoor returning here in the broadcast booth for this call of Raptor baseball. First pitch of the inning from Lincoln McVicker to Kyler McIntosh is a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike.
Yeah, great to be back here at MCCU Field. First time in Battle Creek, Michigan for myself. First time in Kalamazoo yesterday. So a lot of firsts here on this road trip. First time doing an overnight with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. It's been fun so far here with you and with the squad coming to Michigan.
Oh, one pitch missing in the dirt. I don't know, though. I've heard your roommate's not the greatest guy that you've been...
I don't know where you heard that.
That you've been bunking with here on these overnight trips is the 1-1 pitch hit high in the air center field. Ben Fernandez jogging in, camping underneath to make the catch to retire the Raptor 9-hole hitter to begin this inning.
McIntosh just got under it after driving in the game's first two runs back in the fourth inning. Clips the card back to Mason Onati. Already the fourth time through the lineup for Wisconsin Rapids. Onati, one of the few Raptors that has been unsuccessful at the plate so far today. He is 0-for-3 on the ballgame. Trying to turn the tables here in the top half of the sixth.
Wisconsin Rapids, five runs on four hits, no errors. A run on two hits and four errors for Battle Creek. First pitch off-speed to Onati misses down in the dirt for ball one. And we once again want to sing the praises of Maddox Thornton. He's worked five innings of one-run ball here tonight in Battle Creek. 47 pitches, Colin. I mean, it is supposed to be Nick Paulson following up Maddox here today, but Thornton is under 50 pitches through five frames as the 1-0 pitch misses for ball two on Onati.
Yeah, I see no reason to get him out of the ballgame just yet. As we get to the later innings, if he does get to the sixth and the seventh, when he runs into trouble, then the hook has to be quick and it has to be a good decision by pitching coach Mike Spears. But at this point, there's no reason to take Maddox Thornton out of the game. He's been that good for Wisconsin Rapids.
2-0 to Onati's on the outside corner for a called strike. Currently 8:04 local time on the Eastern time zone here in Battle Creek, so it's 7:04 back with our fans at home in Wisconsin Rapids. And in the Midwest, this game is flying right along. Just about an hour and a half old, and we're in at the top of the sixth. 2-1 pitch, another called strike on Onati. Count worked even by the right-hander McVicker at 2-2.
Don't think any of our intern friends over in Wisconsin Rapids listening to tonight's ballgame, they are preoccupied with Faith and Family Night at Witter Field. If they are listening, get back to your jobs. Get back to work, yeah. I'd say.
What's up, guys, though? First and foremost, as the 2-2 pitch rolled over on the ground, shot the other way, a diving play by Brown at third, but he's able to keep it in front. No throw to be made to first. Mason Onati, an infield single. He's aboard for the first time here tonight.
Yeah, no chance. That is charged as an error against Jacob Brown. It would be his third, but Onati was safe all the way, even if Brown gets up and makes a clean throw. Like I was saying about Mason Onati, yes, he hadn't been uber successful coming into this at-bat, but what does he do? He gets on base with one out. Now let's see if he tries to test the arm of the catcher behind the plate. See if he starts running.
It's Silas Schaefer behind the dish tonight. For Battle Creek, first pitch on the inside corner to Jorge Degas is called a strike.
Had Schaefer listed as left field in my scorebooks, I have now fixed that.
It'd be Cody Holtink in left field, just his second game with Battle Creek in here in the Northwoods League this summer. The 0-1-2 to Gotti, fastball on the outer edge now, working both corners, is McVicker. That one called a strike, it is 0-2 now.
McVicker came in relief of Camden Martindale in that fifth frame. Currently at 25 pitches, one total inning tossed, one earned run, one walk, one hit.
The 0-2 home to Degatti was reached twice in this ballgame, misses upstairs.
That error in the first, then the walk and the run scored in the fifth for Jorge. He got everything started with that walk. Stole second base, or was stealing second base actively when Cashel Duggar laced an RBI double. That allowed Degatti to score easily.
The 1-2 to Degatti shoots this one in the air center field, turning Fernandez around, sending him in front of the warning track to make the catch. Fernandez catching both fly balls induced by McVicker this inning. There's two down in the frame.
Yeah, it took a little bit of a circuitous route to get there, did Alex Fernandez, but he got there, of course, running from the shade into the sun, back into the shade, back into the sun. A tough play, the toughest play in baseball to make is the fly ball hit right at you and behind you. Fernandez does the job. That brings up Chris Arroyo. I'm just waiting for him to leave the ballpark here. This at-bat would be the perfect time to do it.
Righty and lefty battle thereafter. First baseman into the box. The first pitch to Chris. Called a strike on the outside corner. Arroyo 0-3 today. A pop out to third in the first. And has flown out to center field in his last two at-bats in innings 3 and 5. Cullen nearly leaving the yard. Well, he left the yard technically earlier on in the ballgame, but it was well fouled on the right field line as that 0-1 misses outside.
And Andy, I think we're past the statute of limitations for you to announce a different pick than Jack Matthey, so you got to hope for some pinch hit magic here
MCCU. I'm going to go with Jack. We've had other things preoccupying the brain here tonight up in the visiting broadcast booth at MCCU Field as the 1-1 to Arroyo swatted foul down the third base grandstand side, count now 1-2.
Chris Arroyo still searching for his first base hit, first trip on the base path so far. He's put the ball in the air in each of his first three plate appearances, two to Fernandez, one in the foul out category.
Here comes the 1-2. Off-speed delivery tapped on the ground down the first base side. That's a fair ball getting over Xavier Ulrich, the first baseman. And Arroyo's going to look to try and take two, struggling with that one in right field is Garrett Swan. Second and third, two outs. Raptors cooking again here, leading by four in the top of the sixth.
And that was a ball that was just misplayed off the bat by Ulrich. He was on first base because he was guarding Mason Onati on the bag. He didn't get set quick enough, and the ball just hopped over his glove. He wasn't ready for the ball, Andy, and that's what allowed it to go into the outfield. It was misplayed out there in right field by Garrett Swan. If Onati was paying attention, he probably could have scored. That's on Chris Wilsey for not seeing the ball and sending him. But like you said, the Raptors are cooking for one of the hottest hitters of the ballgame, Cashel Duggar, with two runners in scoring position and two outs.
A two-out double there. Now we're going to have a conference between Jacob Schaefer, the fill-in field manager for Battle Creek, trying to get the umpiring crew here to come and chat, and they're going to. And Colin, while the umpires chatted up, I believe it's a good time to tell our friends listening back from outside the Rapids area a good place where they can stay this summer where they want to come watch the team.
Well, friends and family, Andy, my parents are coming to Wisconsin Rapids, and I said, hey, Mom and Dad, try out the Cobblestone Hotel in Suites. In Wisconsin Rapids, it offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Big city quality, small town values, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids.
Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Rapids area this summer. This is a long conference to be had here between our umpiring crew here today. Cree Wallen behind the plate, Tyler Jetting down the first baseline, Max Steiner down the third baseline. It's a crew that has also made their way to Winterfield this summer and out of the meeting call, and we have a foul ball called down the first baseline, so going back to first is going to be Mason Onati, and Chris Arroyo will head back into the batter's box.
And I don't know, that seems like an absurd call to me. I didn't know you could challenge that, Andy, and yet this is the call. I cannot imagine Kirk Schreider is too happy about it. You know, when in this sport, the fair foul is always a judgment call, and it's never something that could be challenged, never something that could be reviewed, but here in the Northwoods League, the right buttons were pushed by the interim field manager for Battle Creek. And we're back in square one where we started with Chris Arroyo up, two outs, and Mason Onati on first base.
Have to get the count fixed as well on Arroyo prior to receiving this next pitch from Lincoln McVicker. And that obviously having to go back to everyone scoring this game as the first delivery out of the overturned call hit in the air to left field. Holtink jogging over near the foul line. He makes the grab to retire the side. The Rafters send four to the plate. Collect a infield single for Mason Onati, but he's left on the bases after an overtall. Originally a double for Chris Arroyo down the right field line, and said first pitch after the overturn call. Fly to left field and is out. We head to the home half of the sixth inning. It's the one here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say. Yep. Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The 5-1 the score in favor of your Rafters, bottom six from MCCU Field in Battle Creek, Michigan. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor on WFHR. Up to the plate this inning to get things going, and swinging away on the first pitch is Garrett Swan. High fly ball in the air, deep left field. Walker Buchan into the warning track. He makes the grab for the first out of the inning. Once again, calling one pitch, one out for Maddox Thornton. Make it 5 1/3 for the Rafter right-hander on just 48 pitches.
Yeah, first taste of real hard contact we've seen in this ball game against Maddox Thornton. That ball was punched to the warning track, but right there was Walker Buchanan. And an out is an out is an out is an out. Maddox Thornton has been efficient. Only two strikeouts, but who needs strikeouts when you're moving through this ball game with such efficiency? 5 1/3, like you said, just two hits allowed. We have some action in the Rafters bullpen. I believe that's J.C. Dermody out there warming up. But Maddox Thornton, the way he's pitching right now, he's not going to be needed till the late innings.
The first delivery showing bunts out of the nine spot as Sam Griffin pulls back as that one misses upstairs for ball one. Griffin hit into a inning-ending 5-4-3 double play back in the third inning. And for Thornton, the right-hander, he, out of his five innings pitched so far, has faced the minimum and has gone 1-2-3, three out of the five times facing the minimum four times. 1-0 fastball in there for a called strike.
Sam Griffith grounds it into that double play back in the third inning. That allowed Maddox to face the minimum through three.
The 1-1. Breaking ball, tap foul right behind home plate. Count now a ball and two strikes.
I was watching Maddox on the bus this morning. Just seemed very locked in, as any starter would, but more than usual, I'd say, for a starting pitcher.
Five runs on five hits, no errors for the Rafters. A run on two hits and four errors for Battle Creek. Thornton's 1-2. Breaking ball, trying to catch the outer third on a tight slider, but it misses, though, to even the count at 2-2.
Four errors for Battle Creek is what really jumps off the scoreboard to me, Andy. All four of those coming on the left side of the infield. Jacob Brown at third base and Ben Firenze at shortstop, two apiece for them.
The 2-2. This one missing up and in. Putting his bat down is Griffith there. He's worked a full count in his second trip to the plate here tonight.
And meanwhile, Maddox has been able to trust his defense in terms of allowing contact on the ground. We saw that double play. Onati's been super sharp at third and McElfatrick at second.
The 3-2. This one right down the chute, a tough hop to second, and it eats McElfatrick up and gets over his glove into right field for a base hit. The third hit of the ballgame for Battle Creek comes with one out here in the home half of the sixth.
Well, I suppose the broadcaster jinx goes both ways. I criticize McElfatrick one time, he makes a great play. This time I laud McElfatrick, and he lets that one go through his glove. Obviously a tough play on an in-between hop, but it's something that probably Owen would... Nadi well in on the infield grass, expecting a bunt from Fernandez.
He shows, doesn't get it down. The throw down to second on the steal from Griffith is high from Duggar. That seemed like a bunt and steal opportunity, and Fernandez bailed out on it, and Griffin gets bailed out as well from a high throw by Duggar.
Yeah, not the best jump there by Sam Griffith. If Duggar puts that ball a little bit farther down, not even right to the bag, but in a play or in a position where Kyler McIntosh can make the catch, there should be two outs and no one on. Now there's a runner in scoring position with one down. No balls and one strike is the count.
Fernandez in pursuit of a multi-hit game here tonight at home and will look to chip into this Battle Jack deficit. Schill's showing bunt. This one, as he pulls back, misses up and away. Count evens at a ball and a strike.
Thorne's run into more trouble here in the past two innings. Should say this inning and the fourth inning than he had in all of the ballgame. Still no danger for him. Still pounding the strike zone with regularity.
The 1-1 delivery home from the Rafter right-hander after two looks back to second. This one hit in the air down the third baseline. That one will exit the stadium. Count now 1-2.
54 tosses for Maddox Thornton through 5 1/3 innings. Still no walks for him, which is the key stat that you look at for Rafter's pitching especially.
One ball, two strikes, the count on arguably the hardest out to get so far in the order tonight for Battle Creek, Alex Fernandez. Thornton's set. Hands held above the belt buckle, gets the nod of approval there from Duggar, the 1-2. Breaking ball hit in the air, left field, slicing into foul territory. Buchanan giving chase near the Rafter pen. He is unable to come up with this as it touches down just next to a couple Rafter bullpen arms.
Yeah, that was Nick Paulson who had to scramble to get out of the way. Dangerous positioning of the ball right where one corner meets another, and there's a hard edge on the foul territory wall. Good call by Walker Buchanan to lay up and not run, barreling into the hard wall out there in left field.
Yeah, it's a business decision, right? At the end of the day, they want to do well for themselves and for the team, but it is summer ball for these guys. They want to be healthy when they return to school in the fall, and the last thing you need is to have an injury. I know we were talking just before the ball game to Tyler Bright, the play-by-play voice for Battle Creek, and he said Josh Schlihart took a pretty hard hit in the outfield the other day and might miss the rest of the summer and into the fall because of it. So that's not what these guys are looking to do here. Just by playing some competitive baseball, getting those much-needed reps in here this summer in the Northwoods League. 1-2 will have to wait a pickoff attempt from Thornton to second. Just fakes the throw. Nobody covering the bag there up the middle for the Rafters.
Pitch clock resets up at 16 now. One ball, two strikes. Big pitch for Maddox trying to execute the put-away on Fernandez.
Thornton looks back to second. The next 1-2 tap back up the middle. Off the glove of Thornton. It ricochets to the right of the hill. The speedy Fernandez will motor down to first base, and because of how quick he is, Thornton doesn't even bother throwing it to the one bag. He'll eat it, and they're on the corners with one away here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Have to imagine that's going to be carded as a base hit for Fernandez. Hit the ball on the screws right at Maddox Thornton's glove. It will be a base hit, so the fourth hit of the ball game for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. They were threatening here. First time a runner has stood on third base since the fourth, and just the second time overall in this game.
I was going to say, I'd hope that go down as a base hit. I know it's tough. Obviously, both hurt the pitcher either way, a hit or an error. But for Thornton, that'd be a tough error to take, especially with it being such a hot shot back to the hill. Ben Ferenczi, 0 for 2 today. A couple of groundouts, both to the third baseman, Onati. First pitch fastball from Thornton right down the chute is called a strike.
Speed on the base pass, too, with Griffith on third and Fernandez on first. Would not be surprised to see Fernandez try and take second base.
The 0-1 delivery, another pickoff move. You mentioned the speed. That's already two looks over to Fernandez at first base in this plate appearance alone.
See if the Battle Jacks try and execute the double steal, which the Rafters have done multiple times with Fernandez and Griffith both running.
The 0-1 fake steal from Fernandez. This one blocked by Duggar in the dirt. Good work by Cash behind home plate. Count evening at a ball to strike. If you look to the Rafters schedule the rest of this week, once again, 6:35 Eastern, back here tomorrow night, same time as tonight against these Battle Jacks. But then it's a couple of home-and-home series before we head to the All-Star break next Monday. We return to Winterfield on Thursday night, usual 6:35 Central first pitch, because we're going to be back home in Wisconsin Rapids against the Wausau Woodchucks. So the 1-1 delivery misses up and away. Close miss from Thornton for ball two.
Yeah, the time change. I'm not anticipating too much jet lag going back from Eastern to Central, but you never know.
Should help the guys more than anything, gaining an hour back. And
I was talking about myself.
Oh, yourself too, yeah. No. We're looking forward to being back home, I can tell you that for sure. Not that we haven't enjoyed the trip here with the team. I know, like you mentioned earlier on, Colin, this is your first time traveling with us here this summer, but this is the longest trip the Rafters have. Every other overnight trip was scheduled as one night and one night only. Set is Thornton, the 2-1. This one, shot on the right side of the infield. That's going to get through. Mack O'Fatrick shading up the middle, more near the second base bag. It is an RBI single for Ben Fiorenzi, 5-2 our score.
Yeah, that's just a great piece of hitting by Fiorenzi. He sees the infielder shaded up toward the bag. If it's double play defense or if it's Mack O'Fatrick getting ready to back up a stolen base opportunity, no matter what, Fiorenzi sees the hole, puts the ball exactly where he needs to. Here's Mike Spears coming out for a mound visit for Maddox Thornton, who has allowed three straight singles here in the bottom of the sixth.
I wonder if Maddox is going to get the hook or if this is just a moment of him being able to catch his breath, courtesy of the first-year pitching coach for the Rafters, and allowing J.C. Dermody some more time to get loose down the left field line, and it is just that. Spears leaving the hill, ball still in the hand of Thornton. He's ready to rock and ride with runners on first and second and one away in this home half of the sixth inning. A double play ball still intact. If Thornton can generate yet another ground ball, he's been fantastic at doing that here tonight. We're at the three spot in the Battle Creek order with the left fielder, Cody Holtick. Coming in to score there was Griffith. His one-out single as the two-hitter in this inning comes through for Battle Creek. First pitch to Holtick, breaking ball hit on the ground down the first baseline. That one rules foul. Each team with five hits now. We've mentioned early defensive miscues plaguing the Battle Jacks. They made an error in the first and two, or I should say in three in that second. The 0-1 delivery here from Thornton, a long look back to second. Does it once more with a dozen seconds to go on the pitch clock. This one tapped on the ground, a swinging bunt in front of the mound. Thornton off the hill, but he wipes out and falls right on his bottom. Everybody is safe. It is a swinging bunt single for Holtick. The bags are full of Battle Jacks with one out here in the sixth.
Yeah, things starting to fall apart just a little bit for Maddox. You saw him miss that ball on the single by Fernandez. Same thing here for Holtick. Bases loaded with Caden Wotipka to the batter's box. This is the guy that you do not want up in a situation such as this one. With the bases juiced against Wisconsin Rapids over at home in early June, he launched a grand slam in the ninth inning, a .284 batting average, 37 runs driven in on the season for Caden Wotipka. He is the big masher in this lineup for Battle Creek.
That grand slam coming off Noah Rodriguez in the marathon of a 15-11 Rafter win. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Wotipka from Thornton on the inside corner is called a strike.
Gaden's driven in six runs in his last three games. Four hits in that span with a double yesterday and two ribbies against Royal Oak in that 7-6 comeback victory for Battle Creek.
The 1-0 This off-speed delivery, foul tip back to the screen. Should say count 0-2 now.
That grand slam, the lone hit that Wotipka had against Wisconsin Rapids. He hit 1-for-9 in the series, but that one he made count with a grand slam.
On deck is the catcher, Silas Schaefer, Xavier Ulrich to follow. The next delivery. Breaking ball, missing up and in, having a duck out of the way. That one is Wotipka nearly hitting him. Count moves to a ball and two strikes.
I have to imagine that this could be the end of the line for Maddox if he can't get Wotipka out. With Dermody, who had warmed up, Paulson warmed up earlier today as well. Some arms are fresh for Wisconsin Rapids.
It'll be a left-hander no matter what. 1-2, hit back to the mound. Thornton to the plate. One, Duggar to first in time. That is an inning-ending 1-2-3 double play. Maddox Thornton works out of the jam and allows just one run here in the home half of the sixth inning. We're two-thirds of the way home here at MCCU Field. The Raptors 5, the Battle Jacks 2, right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Cashel Duggar, 4-5-6, leading off this top of the seventh inning. We're flying right along here in Battle Creek at MCCU Field for the first game of this two-game series between your Raptors and the Battle Jacks. First pitch from the right-hander, Lincoln McVicker, in the zone for a called strike. Andy Occam, Colin Kapoor returning to you here in the visiting press box at MCCU Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR.
Game one of two between these two squads. It's going along nicely for Wisconsin Rapids, up 5-2. Late in the ballgame, we've entered the late innings here in Battle Creek.
A one breaking ball on the inside corner, called a strike on Cash.
I have to say, house not so packed here at MCCU. Liked the atmosphere in Kalamazoo. Maybe things get a little bit better tomorrow here in Battle Creek, but that Growlers atmosphere, pretty special.
The 0-2 to Duggar, swing and a miss. McVicker blows him away with a fastball. A three-pitch punch out for the right-hander begins the seventh inning.
Duggar had that RBI double back in the fifth inning. He was slated to come to the plate back in the sixth with runners on second and third and two outs. Of course, that crazy challenge on the foul ball on Chris Arroyo's what ended up being a double was overturned, so Duggar led off here. That brings up Eden Teal to the batter's box.
Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Raptors. Two runs on six hits, four errors for Battle Creek. The first pitch to Teal, off-speed delivery, shot in the air, center field. Fernandez, the speedy outfielder for Battle Creek, coming in on it to make the grab. A quick two outs for McVicker on four pitches here in the seventh. When you look at the scoring in this ballgame, the Raptors have scored their five runs in two separate frames, two in the fourth and three in the fifth. Battle Creek adding one in the fourth, and they just picked up one in the sixth. But Maddox Thornton, a huge get out. Bases loaded, one out, a ground ball back to the mound. He goes to home, Duggar to first, an inning ending 1-2-3 double play on one of the power bats in the Battle Creek order, Caden Wotipka.
Absolutely needed that, did Maddox Thornton.
The first pitch to Buchanan, fouled away down the first baseline.
And the 1-2-3 format of the double play, always fun. I saw the comebacker and I was like, does he go to second first or does he just try and go home? And very adept by Cashel Duggar to toss that baseball and not hit the runner going down the line.
0-1 to Buchanan, breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline, beyond the reach of Rafter hitting coach and third base coach Chris Wilsey. Count quickly, nothing in two here on the Jupiter, Florida native. Buchanan, in this ballgame, reached on a fielder's choice back in the fifth inning. Other than that, 0-2. Speaking of 0-2, here is that delivery. Breaking ball, missing the top of the zone for ball one on Walker.
Lincoln McVicker out for another inning of work for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. 2 1/3 innings, 39 pitches. He's really settled down the pace for this Battle Creek team after that 3-run top of the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids.
1-2 to Buchanan, fastball missing up and away, count evens. And speaking of pitch count and looking at where an arm is at, Maddox Thornton through six innings of work, 2 runs allowed, Colin, under 70 pitches at 69, but a little bit of a longer home half of that sixth inning. We will likely see a hook potentially in the home half of the seventh of Thornton.
Yeah, seeing J.C. Dermody stalk around in the bullpen, wouldn't be surprised to see him.
The 2-2 fastball swung on and missed. Buchanan down on strikes. A quick 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. Lincoln McVicker will bring us to the home half of the seventh. It is already stretch time, just about 2 hours into this ball game from MCCU Field. The Rafters 5 and the Battle Jacks 2 on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Rafters. It is the bottom of the seventh inning from MCCU Field. Rafters 5, Battle Jacks 2. J.C. Dermody entering the fray in relief of Maddox Thornton and Yakim Cohen Kapoor back on WFHR for another presentation of Rafter baseball. First pitch to Silas Schaefer. The Battle Creek catcher, high fly ball, shallow center field. It's Owen McElfatrick, the Rafters second baseman, in the outfield grass to make the catch. One pitch, one out, calling for JC in his second appearance with the club.
Yeah, we've said that a few times here in this ball game, usually referring to Maddox Thornton, but one pitch, one out, exactly the way Dermody wanted to start out his second appearance as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter, his second on the road. Last time out did not go according to plan. 3 innings, 4 earned, 8 hits over in Ashwaubenon against the Green Bay Rockers.
in the sixth spot of the Battle Creek order now. First pitch from the left-hander to Ulrich is called a strike. I'm going to say this too with Dermody. Being at Capital Credit Union Park for that game, I think the outing is better than the numbers will show. He was filling up the zone. Fastball was super efficient, getting ahead on a lot of hitters early on as the 0-1 misses outside to even the count at a ball and a strike. And here he is. That was in relief of Houston High, so both pitchers making their debuts in Ashwaubenon just about a week ago. 1-1 fastball swung on and missed. Dermody ahead here at a ball and two strikes.
And to your point, Dermody getting first pitch strikes on 12 of 17 hitters faced. And it was two groundouts, one flyout. But of course, the eight hits doesn't help the mark. But filling up the zone, to your point, Andy, sometimes hitters just beat you.
1-2 fastball right in there for a called third strike. Dermody not wasting any time, retiring Ulrich, two up, two down. For the Southpaw committed to Wichita State here in the home half of the seventh.
Yeah, I was checking out Derby's stats yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids and over in Community College Ball led his team to the JUCO World Series in Division II JUCO play. He had some great outings down the stretch. J.C. Dermody committed to Wichita State. He'll be a shocker next season, just like Arnon Mulemekic.
First pitch, slider from Dermody to the right-handed hitting Jacob Brown, missing low and inside. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Rafters. Two runs on six hits, four errors for Battle Creek. The 1-0. The third baseman Brown takes away. Two balls, no strikes, our count. Looking at Dermody, was at Community College near his hometown in Des Moines. You mentioned it, Colin, two really strong seasons for the left-hander. 2-0 pitch. This one misses outside as well for ball three. In the on-deck circle will be Garrett Swan. We've entered the bottom third of the Battle Creek order for the third time in this ball game. 3-0 the count. Dermody set the next pitch. This is up and away for ball four. Brown aboard for the second time this evening. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh.
And it was this part of the lineup that got things started against Maddox Thornton back in the sixth inning. Was Sam Griffith who started that rally with a single, but it's Garrett Swan right now. You see Dermody would love to get out of this frame right here and hopefully work one extra frame and then potentially cede the closing duties to Evan Parmer for the final inning of the ballgame if it comes to that.
Maddox Thornton's final line here tonight. Six innings for the right-hander, six hits allowed, two runs, both earned. He did not walk a Battle Creek hitter, so that being the first free pass given out from Rafter pitching here tonight. He also struck out a pair on 69 pitches. First pitch to Garrett Swan, missing low for ball one.
I have to say, probably the best starting pitching outing since Zach Voss against Wausau. He went six scoreless against the Woodchucks on the road about 2-3 weeks ago.
The one time the Rafters have beaten their rivals this season, that was a 15-3 win in the day cap of that doubleheader you mentioned a few weeks ago, right on Tuesday or Thursday, June 30th. 2-0 the count as this one misses down low, and six straight balls thrown by Dermody brings a visit to the mound here from Cashel Duggar.
We'll see the Woodchucks coming to town in Wisconsin Rapids this coming Thursday. That'll be my return to the Northwoods League Sports Network. It'll be a little bit interesting, a bit of a switch of things in my return to form on the TV side of things. But of course, it has been great to be with you, Andy, here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having some fun here in Michigan, this being the longest trip for the team away from Rapids this summer. Every other trip has been a one-night stay. You had a one-night stay in Lakeshore in early June, one-night stay in Waterloo toward the end of the month, and we have our final trip coming. Pitch misses downstairs. Back-to-back 3-0 counts here for J.C. Dermody, both coming with two outs here in the seventh frame.
Yeah, on the verge of putting a runner in scoring position and getting the game-tying run to the batter's box is J.C. Dermody after such a strong start the first two hitters he saw.
The 3-0 delivery. This is down for ball four. Eight straight balls thrown by Dermody, a couple of four-pitch walks. The first walks issued by Rafter pitching here today will bring up the nine-hole hitter, Sam Griffith.
We talked about J.C. at Des Moines Area Community College. Two incredibly strong seasons, like I said, leading the Bears to a JUCO World Series berth. Over in a 2023-24 season, 58 innings pitched, 11.02 K per 9 with 71 strikeouts, ERA just under 5.
Rafters haven't used a lot of arms here in these last couple of games. They used three last night, Cruz and Berry for 3 1/3, Moore for 4 2/3, and Cannon Restine, big spot for the right-hander, his fifth appearance with the team, coming in, slamming the door shut in that 7-6 win in the ninth. First pitch to Griffith, misses low and inside for ball one, and that'll bring Mike Spears and the entire Rafter infield out on the hill to talk to the young left-hander.
I think this is a good mound visit by Mike Spears. We've talked in the past about Spears maybe sometimes being a little bit too late to come out there and chat with his hurlers. But right here, he sees kind of the trends of J.C. Dermody throwing 9 straight balls. And he comes out just trying to calm his pitcher down, the left-hander for Wisconsin Rapids. And just his second career Northwoods League start. He's still a young pitcher, obviously going to be at Wichita State in his junior season. This is a big spot here for him and a even bigger spot for Battle Creek, trying to get their first runs on the board since the sixth inning and put their first crooked number on the board in this entire ballgame.
Yeah, Griffith representing the tying run in the right-handed batter's box right now. 1 ball, no strikes to the count. Raptor defense, regular depth. They're just looking for the closest out on a ball on the ground. 1-0 pitch, missing low and in. Dermody has lost all control of the zone here. 2 balls, no strikes on the Battle Creek second baseman.
And if you're Sam Griffith, you have no need to even think about swinging at this point. Just force the pitcher to give you a strike first. And if he doesn't, take what he gives you and load the bases.
Yeah, and for Dermody, 5 pitches to get the first 2 batters out in order in this inning. The 2-0. That one in there for a called strike. Shooting the knees, working middle is JC.
Good job by Cashel Duggar to make that pitch look a lot better. Framed it up just a hair.
Yeah, it was a first pitch swinging. Silas Schaefer, the 5-hole hitting catcher for Battle Creek. A pop out to Owen McElfatrick in shallow center. And then a 4-pitch punch out looking of Xavier Ulrich. Swinging away on the 2-1 delivery is Griffith. Fouling this one, though, down the first base side and onto the concourse. An even count here for Dermody at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And he's getting right back into the zone. Mike Spears, obviously, the mound visit must have helped him. He's 1 pitch away, like you said, Andy, from getting out of this jam. Can he execute a put-away pitch? 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs.
Peers into Duggar. Pitch clock resetting for the southpaw as he comes together on the first base side of the rubber. This one hit in the air. Right field Gaz coming in on it. A good route to the baseball. Allows for an easy grab to retire the side. J.C. Dermody retires the first two. Walks a couple and gets into some trouble, or as you like to say, Colin, hot water with runners on base, but gets out of it and works a scoreless home half of the seventh. Through 7 innings, you're in Battle Creek. Gets the Raptors finding the 7-8-9 spots to the plate. Owen McElfatrick, Landon Gaz, and Kyler McIntosh. And we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Seven and nine for the Raptors here in the top of the eighth inning. It's 5-2 Wisconsin Rapids over Battle Creek from MCCU Field. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor in the visiting broadcast booth. Thanking you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptor baseball. First pitch to Owen McElfatrick from the right-hander. Lincoln McVicker still out on the hill. Another inning of relief work is in there for a called strike.
The Raptors, some insurance would be nice after J.C. Dermody ran into a bit of trouble. It starts with McElfatrick, who's had some good at-bats so far today. RBI put out back in the fifth inning, and a walk back in the fourth has seen a lot of 3-2 counts in this ballgame.
Count even at a ball to strike on McElfatrick, taking that 0-1 delivery in the dirt from McVicker. Right-hander set, first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires. This one misses up and in for ball two. Colin, want to shout out a couple of Raptors from that 2022 team, the team that won 57 games under Kirk Schreider in his second season. Caden Favors from Wichita State, sixth-round draft pick, and Colin Tufte, an eighth-round pick out of Virginia. Tufte in the eighth round going to Baltimore, and Favors going to Cleveland. A couple of those 2022 Raptors hearing their names called in the draft. Those were yesterday. Rounds 10 through 20 were today.
Yeah, it just shows the power of a league like the Northwoods League. We've been hearing all day about Northwoods League talent getting picked. Great to see some Raptors representation. And from that 2022 team, that was so special that, you know, I talk to fans and they tell me how amazing 2022 was. It's cool to see that team getting representation in Major League Baseball.
As the 3-1 to McElfatrick misses in the dirt, gets by the catcher for Battle Creek, that being Schaefer. A 5-pitch free pass given out to the Northwestern Wildcat. He's aboard for the second time today. It's the second walk Owen has drawn.
Once again, continuing. Yes, he hasn't gotten a hit so far in the game, but he's had good at-bats. He's reached base twice, and he's driven in a run.
Landon Gaz in this ball game. He's reached a couple of times as well on an error in the second. He doubled and scored back in the fourth inning. First pitch home. I went on the inside corner. Slide step there for the right-hander McVicker. It's called a strike. Two in the fourth, three in the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. A run in each of the fourth and sixth frames for Battle Creek. McVicker set, leading off first. McElfatrick, the 0-1, misses low and away. McIntosh on deck, top of the order to follow with Mason Onati. Great work from Maddox Thornton here tonight. J.C. Dermody as well working a scoreless seventh inning. Eight on the pitch clock. McVicker comes set. Another long pause, the 1-1. This one hit in the air right center field. Will it split the gap between Fernandez and Swan? Yes, it will. Landon Gaz is going to have a couple of extra base hits tonight, getting the pinwheel around third from Chris Wilson. He's on McElfatrick. The throw to the plate is not in time. An RBI double for Landon Gaz, his second two-bagger of the night, makes it 6-2 Wisconsin Rapids.
And Landon Gaz putting on a show today. He just shoots that one to right center field. You said, will it split the gap? That's exactly what it did. A hard hit ball against Lincoln McVicker, his second earned run allowed in the rafters. Some much-needed insurance here in the top half of the eighth inning. Owen McElfatrick ran and did not stop running until he crossed the plate for the sixth run of the ball game for the Raptors.
I think if you're seeing it, it's very obvious it was going to drop. But the only reason why I had questioned Alex Fernandez, the center fielder for Battle Creek, he's very Aiden Teal-esque in a way of how fast he is and how much ground he can cover. Kyler McIntosh showing bunt on the first pitch, fouls it straight back off a pole behind home plate and back onto the field of play. Count begins 0-1 on the Alabama State Hornet.
And Andy, based on your comments yesterday, you could say he's very Walker Buchanan-esque as well.
Said Walker did his best Aiden Teal impression, chasing down that fly ball for the first out of the bottom of the ninth inning in the right center gap. Even heard the coaches as well say, not like surprised in a bad way, but they weren't sure if Walker could get to that ball as the 0-1 pitch hit high in the air, deep left field. If it's fair, it is gone. It is a foul ball. That is the second time that has happened tonight. Chris Arroyo to right field in the first third of this game. Kyler McIntosh, after not having a home run all season before last night, almost back to back games with a dinger, and my goodness, Colin, he just missed that one. He cranked that baseball, though.
And that would have been very similar to what we saw in Kalamazoo clearing the deck out there in left field. In Kalamazoo, it's kind of shot in. Here it's not. That's a 322-foot wall, and McIntosh almost put it on top of that. A tank by Kyler, just a little bit foul.
The 0-2 delivery now to McIntosh. Off-speed missing down in the dirt. I thought he really got it again. Kyler clearly seeing the ball well in the state of Michigan. For him, it's too bad the Raptors only play four of their 70 games this season here in the great state. Gaz off second, still nobody out here in the top half of the eighth inning. The 1-2 misses down in the dirt, and even count drawn here from the nine-hole hitter in Kirk Schreider's order this evening.
Mason Onati in the top of the card, looming on deck for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy, you raise a good point. Still nobody out. There is action in the Battle Creek bullpen right now, so Lincoln McVicker, his time could be coming to a close for Battle Creek after tossing over 50 pitches.
Right-hander set. Peers back to second with Gaz. Nobody holding him on the 2-2. Misses low and away. McIntosh has worked it from 0-2 to full.
Looks like Connor Foley from Davenport University warming up the sophomore in the Battle Creek bullpen.
who gets some left-handed action after Camden Martindale, the starting right-hander, and now another right-hander out of the pen here in McVicker. 3-2 pitch fouled away by McIntosh down the first base side.
A good decision there from Kyler just to reach down his hands and flare the ball foul. Spoil a good pitcher's pitch with 3-2. He's just waiting for something he can drive just like he did earlier on in the count, but try and straighten it out just a little bit more.
3-2. Another delivery in a lengthy battle between McVicker and McIntosh. The payoff. This one shot back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Landon Gaz getting the stop sign at third. It's a multi-hit game for Kyler McIntosh, putting runners on the corners with nobody out here in the top of the eighth.
Great piece of hitting. Great at-bat from Kyler McIntosh. That should be it for Lincoln McVicker. I believe it is. So a new pitcher trotting from the bullpen to the mound, and the Rafters cooking here in the top of the eighth inning, trying to extend their lead with runners on the corners.
It's 6-2 Rafters. We'll return in just a couple of minutes for this pitching change right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Battle Creek, the left-hander Connor Foley entering the fray with runners on the corners. Nobody out. Mason Onati into the box in a 6-2 Rafter lead from MCCU Field. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor returning to you here on WFHR. And Colin, Foley's a name that the Rafters have seen so far this season. That coming back at Witter Field in a win in June.
Absolutely. He gave up that 3-run homer to Trotter Boston in the 8th inning. That gave the Rafters a 9-6 lead in that ballgame. They would go on to score more runs in that frame. Max McGuire had a grand slam after that. One of the best moments at Witter Field this season. Connor Foley played a big part in that the other way.
Onati showing bunt. First pitch pulls back, but that one catches the corner for a called strike. Third baseman now, that being Brown, coming in well beyond the bag. Showing bunt again. Onati trying to drag one down. He makes contact, but is fouled straight back. It is nothing and two on the Rafter third baseman. Landon Gaz is on third over on first base after a multi-hit affair now for McIntosh. That single putting them on the corners. Gaz, two doubles today, an RBI double, scoring Matt Kofatrick earlier in the frame.
Big spot here for Mason Onati. Shorten up, no balls and two strikes.
The 0-2, this one misses down in the dirt. Wise of Mason to lay off, and a good block from Schaefer makes it a ball and two strikes.
And we've talked about Onati with runners in scoring position so far this season, Andy. He's been really sharp in that category, the batting average hovering around 280, 290. This is a big chance for him with a runner in scoring position in Landon Gaz at third.
Here comes the 1-2. This one on the outside corner got him looking, and Onati knew it. He is down on strikes for the first time in this ballgame. There's one out in the eighth.
Now Connor Foley's one pitch away from getting out of this frame, but Degatti has some speed. And he's been a guy that has been captain clutch for Wisconsin Rapids so far this season as well.
hit his second home run of the season at the beginning of this Michigan trip, a two-run blast to cut a 10-6 Raptor deficit to a 10-8 deficit back on Sunday. First pitch to Degatti, swinging away, fouls this one straight back into the first base grandstands. Count begins nothing and one on the Raptor DH this evening. We'll see the home half of the eighth bring up the top of the order for Battle Creek. They are chasing four against this Wisconsin Rapids bullpen. The 0-1. Another off-speed hit back up the middle to short. This one bodied by Fiorenzi, and it's in front of him. He's got no idea where it is. Everybody is safe. Gazin to score. It is 7-2 Wisconsin Rapids. That appears to be the fifth error tonight by this Battle Creek infield.
And I think the Raptors have found the meta of this ballgame, and that is hit the ball hard to shortstop. Ben Fiorenzi just can't make a play cleanly. That should have been an inning-ending double play, even with Degatti running. That ball was hit hard enough where if it was turned clean, if Fiorenzi made the scoop and the toss and it was turned at second base, the inning would be over, but no, was not handled the right way. That's error number 5 of the ballgame for the team, error number 3 for Fiorenzi so far.
And it's the second time Degatti has reached on an error from Fiorenzi. First pitch swinging Chris Arroyo in the lefty-on-lefty battle. A long fly ball down the left field line ends up in foul territory to begin the battle at no balls and a strike. But this Arroyo going with an no batting gloves approach here for his fifth trip in tonight. He's 0 for 4. Some could say robbed of a double back in the sixth that was overturned, being called a foul ball. He ended up flying out to left field on the next pitch. A two-hopper over the first baseman, Xavier Ulrich. Ended up being flipped around by this umpiring crew as the 0-1 breaking ball swung on and missed down on the dirt. Count 0-2 now on Arroyo. Out on second, McIntosh. Degatti on first. The Raptors have plated two here in this top half of the eighth inning. See the Raptor catcher, Cashel Duggar, in the on-deck circle. Long pause, look back at second. The southpaw Foley fires home. So misses in the dirt. Good block by Schaefer. Count now a ball and two strikes.
Chris Arroyo, as I've said multiple times today, my pseudo yard card pick. Reminder, if he does hit a bomb, I get half of a tally.
Half a tally, yeah.
As Andy, you did yesterday with Kyler McIntosh.
I'll take it. How are we going to mark that, though, on the whiteboard? Just half a
normal tally, I suppose. Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll have something next to my initials on that Witherfield press box whiteboard when we get back on Thursday. 1-2 pitch swinging away is Arroyo and driving it foul down the third base line.
The Raptors scoring early here in this ballgame. Yes, it was in the fourth, but they did strike first. And now they're doing what they do best, which is extend leads. We haven't seen the Raptors in too many save situations so far this season. That's because when they have leads, they're big leads, and they have some stability in the ninth.
1-2 breaking ball missing inside. Count evening here on the Virginia commit. Arroyo, a chance to do more damage to Battle Creek pitching here in this inning for Chris. 7 runs now on 7 hits for the Raptors. They have not committed an error yet. Swinging away, high chopper to short. Fiorenzi charging in, gloves his throw to first just in time. Ben able to make that play. It's a 6-3 putout, advancing runners to second and third. Now 2 away here in the top of the 8th.
That was a smooth play by Ben Fiorenzi. We haven't seen that from him so much this ballgame. Just got Arroyo by a step. Now Cashel Duggar will get a chance with runners on second and third and two outs. He was robbed of such an opportunity in the past at-bat. Now he does get a shot to drive in a couple of more runs for Wisconsin Rapids.
Duggar has reached twice here today. A walk in the third and that RBI double in the fifth. First pitch to him, Striven in the air center field. This one sends Gonzalez back, able to get to a spot, camp underneath it, and make a grab to retire the side. Wisconsin Rapids sending 7 to the plate. They score 2 times and leave 2 on the bases. They lead at 7-2 as we head to the home half right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.